It was written, it's a poem written by Woody Guthrie in 1948. And he only wrote out the poetry, and then a bunch of folks, friends of his, got together and put it to music. And it has been sung since about 1952. And the sermon is about finding out more about the song. There was, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but there was a plane crash in 1948. And for 60 years, people understood incorrectly. The song is not correct. The spirit is intact. But it tells the story that people believed for 60 years about the nameless Mexican nationals who were flying back to their homes in Mexico when the plane crashed. It's sung by Woody's son, Arlo.
It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. And for all of the men and the women and the kids that who this farm aid helps and supports, and for the millions of them who work the farms around the country and the ranchers whose names we'll never know, who could never be at a show like this or something, you know. Here's a song my dad wrote 50 years ago. The crops are all in, the peaches are rotting, the oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying you back to the Mexican border to pay all your money to wait back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. It took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rolled the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. But it's 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers and thieves. We've died in your hills, we've died in your deserts, we've died in your valleys and died on your plains. We've died neath your trees, and we've died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we've died just the same. Goodbye to my Juan, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. A sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. And who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? And is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and to rot on the topsoil and be known by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees.
naming is a holy act. In our religious tradition, when we have a baby, we may choose to dedicate, baptize, or hold a naming ceremony. Naming is holy. Each year, to commemorate the Holocaust, synagogues hold ceremonies that go on for days, reading the 6 million names of those lost in the Holocaust. It is called Yom HaShoah, and many people are invited to read from the list. Naming is holy. So this is why the video of the song Deportees is so important. 32 people lost their lives in a plane wreck, and for 65 years, 28 of their names were not available. Their families could not know what happened to them. Their loved ones could not visit their graves and mourn for them. Our country has a history of often mistreating immigrants and foreign people, taking away the only thing those agricultural workers had, their names, was indicative of a culture not friendly to outsiders. In Mexican and Catholic tradition, it would have been important to visit the graves, at least on Dia de Muertos. No names or burial site listed, those families in that culture were deprived. The newspaper said they were just deportees. But today we remember them because naming is holy. Who were all these friends, all scattered like dry leaves? We will tell the story of their deaths today, but only their families and friends can tell the stories of their lives. The airplane they were in exploded mid-air, losing a wing and tearing a hole in the side. Eyewitness accounts from that day saw it, heard it, and remember seeing people falling from a hole in the side of the plane, scattered like dry leaves. After I have finished speaking the sermon, we will hear their names, the 28 people whose individual names were not listed in the newspapers at the time of the plane crash back in 1948. And we'll listen to their names because naming is holy. Even while discussing individuals, collective bargaining through unionizing is usually the main thrust of Labor Day. May we lift up all names of all workers and affirm the importance of grouping our power. During World War II, the United States had a real problem because so many of the men who usually worked our farms were far from home, engaged in the war. Our nation had major food shortages because at that time we did not do as much importing as we do now, and farms were very important. With so much of our workforce gone, food was not being planted or harvested, cattle ranches had no workers, even fishermen had left. The U.S. government began a project called the Bracero Program, meaning arms, worked out between U.S. President FDR and Mexican President Manuel Camacho. Brazos means arms in Spanish. A bracero is someone who works with their arms, providing manual labor. Besides agriculture, braceros also worked in transportation and industry too. If we did not have Mexican people willing to come and pick the fruits and vegetables, we might have starved. Mexican men and women in the bracero program had filled out paperwork, and they were employed by U.S. farmers. They were paid very little and subjected to harmful chemicals before they could even come here. But in Mexico at the time, money was so very scarce that this program was desirable. The U.S. government had farmers on their lists who would house and feed the workers during the growing season, and the government would pay to fly them in and out of the country. Many, if not most, of the 28 people, all scattered like dry leaves, were not deportees. They were invited here, and they were supposed to get them home. We were supposed to get them home. On January 28, 1948, a DC-3 caught fire, and all lives on board were lost. The four U.S. citizens, three flight crew, and an immigration officer got their names listed in the local paper, but the 28 Mexican nationals were listed as deportees. The story caught the attention of singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie, and he wrote a poem called Plane Wreck at Los Gatos Canyon. He imagined many of the details, maybe did not know much about the Bracero program. Incidentally, that program continued until 1964. So even though World War II had ended, we still needed their help. Woody Guthrie used common Spanish names like Juan and Rosalita, and at the time of the poem, didn't know all of the details, like how they were buried in a mass grave with a single marker. He was simply haunted by the fact that naming is holy, and nobody was doing that. Years later, his poem was put to music, and people have been hearing it for years, recorded by different artists. Sometimes it is recorded as Deportees, and sometimes as Plane Wreck at Los Gatos Canyon. Several years ago, I was at Ohio River Group, a ministerial study group I attend in Cincinnati. And the recently retired minister from Hobart, Indiana, introduced us all to the Dry Leaves Project. It was successful, by the way. It was an attempt to raise $14,000 for the marker and for a memorial service for families of all 32 people. He played the song for us, he talked about the story, and whenever I can, I share the story with people like us. Even though the plane crash happened in 1948, it took decades to work out the details because so many times immigrants are treated badly or not taken into consideration at all. 28 is a drop in the bucket. We also mourn for the four U.S. citizens who died in that crash, knowing that their bodies were identified and shipped home for proper burials. Only because a journalist whose family had included Mexican farm workers got interested in the story does this one have a next chapter, some closure. In 2009, Tim Hernandez, a journalist in Colorado, was researching a story when he came across a clipping about the California plane wreck, and something caught his eye. He knew the Woody Guthrie song, and he had also had braceros in his family. He wondered what had happened to these people and to their families, and he held on to that thought over the next couple of years. There's many reasons for all of the misinformation, besides immigrants' histories being carelessly handled. For one thing, there's a language problem. The plane went down over Los Gatos Canyon, which is near Fresno, California, even though there's a town called Los Gatos 150 miles away. Besides geographical problems, cultural differences held up things too. In Latino families, middle names and initials are very important to identifying people from both parents' sides. When we disregard these cultural differences and anglicize their names, it makes searching through records difficult. Sort of how, in the 19th centuries, officials at Ellis Island would change European names that were too long or hard to pronounce. Or when we give Asian or Middle Eastern immigrants American names, often without their blessing. In 2011, Carlos Rascon became the director for the Catholic cemeteries in Fresno, California. At Holy Cross Catholic Cemetery, he noticed a small marker for 28 Mexican nationals, and he held that in his mind. He noticed that the names on the cemetery roster missed those important middle initials, and he began researching them as best he could. When he received a call from Tim Hernandez, one Latino reaching out to another, for information on a ghost story, Rascon told Hernandez he was on the right trail. Hernandez talked to Rascon, two Latinos with common interest in bracero families, and solved a 60-year-old mystery. These two men, not related to the unnamed 28 workers, had the cultural understanding necessary for closure on this story. The names were all found, families were contacted, and even Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora, Arlo's sister, joined in to raise funds for the marker. They all knew, naming is holy. So, on Labor Day in 2013, there was finally a monument erected to all 32 on the plane, including the 28 previously unnamed plane crash victims. Because of the song keeping them alive in people's minds, the marker's edges are embossed with 32 leaves. Woody Guthrie didn't have all of the facts when he wrote his poem, nor did the people who recorded the song over those 60 years. But now we have their names because music moves us to remember our humanity. On this Labor Day weekend, as we see people from a lot of different countries becoming deportees, I felt called to lift up this story. I leave you with three questions for Mr. Guthrie, but only the last has an answer. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our big fruit? And finally, some people who had Spanish lessons who should have kept up on them, like me, will try to answer the third question. Who are all these friends, all scattered like dry leaves? If you'll enter with me into a spirit of meditation, I will share the 28 names. Miguel Negrete Alvarez, Tomas Avina de Garcia, Francisco Llamas Duran, Santiago Garcia Elizondo, Rosalio Padilla Estrada, Tomas Padilla Marquez, Bernabe Lopez Garcia, Salvador Sandoval Hernandez, Severo Medina Lara, Elias Trujillo Macias, Jose Rodriguez Macias, Luis Lopez Medina, Manuel Calderon Marino, Luis Cuevas Miranda, Martin Rosso Navarro, Ignacio Perez Navarro, Roman Ochoa, Ramon Paredes Gonzalez, Guadalupe Ramirez Lara, Apollonia Ramirez Plasencia, Alberto Carlos Regosa, Guadalupe Hernandez Rodriguez, Maria Santana Rodriguez, Juan Valenzuela Ruiz, Wenceslao Flores Ruiz, Jose Valdiva Sanchez, Jesus Meza Santos, Baldomero Marquez Torres. May these friends all scattered like dry leaves rest in peace. Our closing hymn is number 112, Do You Hear? It is not the Christmas song. It's Do You Hear? Please join me in singing, Rise in Body or Spirit. The words will be on the screen, and the tune is in the gray hymnal.
Hide some of the plain in the veil on the
closing words are from Darcy Roque. There is too much hardship in this world to not find joy every day. There is too much injustice in this world to not right the balance every day. There is too much pain in this world to not heal every day. Each of us ministers to a weary world. Let us go forth now and do that which calls us to make this world more loving, more compassionate, and more filled with the grace of divine presence mingled with ours every day. Blessed be. Amen. Go in peace.